www.thebeatsmusic.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Get all your shopping done. Are you ready for the big day? Christmas, I'm talking about. Man, only a handful of them left. It seems that there's a lot of bah humbug out there. I think people are tired. They're exhausted from shopping. What does that say? Kate Delaney is always happy to be here at the helm of this little old show. Thanks to so many of you for sending all of us here at America Tonight and GCN well wishes. Honestly, some great, terrific notes that I've gotten from many, many people, and the same back at you. Naturally, we've got lots of controversy to talk about here in this hour of America Tonight, plus our cheap movie review. I actually went to the movies. I decided I needed to exhale, and I needed to go and see a movie, so I went to the movies. I'll tell you about that and some of the big ones that are coming out. This is a hot time for movies, so if you were looking for something that would pique your interest, this might be the time to actually venture out of the foxhole, of the man cave, of the bat cave, or whatever you call your home, the crib, and make your way toward a movie theater to just catch something on the big screen. Or, you know what, you wait till it comes out and you stream it. It's even cheaper, right? Or get it on Hulu or wherever you get it. More and more, I think people are doing it. It'll be interesting in the future to see what movie theaters turn into. That's why they're becoming big centers now for other things. But that's a story for another day. Quickly, a couple of nuggets for you here right at the top. And that includes the fact that while you were sleeping, Dennis Rodman, once again, he can't help himself. Perhaps one of the goofiest blunders of them all is Rodman and the constant back and forth to North Korea. I mean, it's like the oddest thing, except for that Kim Jong-un likes basketball and has this bizarre friendship with Dennis Rodman. But yet Rodman does nothing to move the needle to help a couple of people who, frankly, are trapped in North Korea. And wouldn't it be great if he could be a human rights advocate? And he really is not a human rights advocate for the people who are stuck in a horrible limbo, United States, a couple of United States citizens. I mean, the biggest one is this Kenneth Bay, who was arrested back in November of 2012. He was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. He was found guilty of what they called hostile acts and attempts to topple the government through religious activities. And he says that there was nothing of the sort going on here. But he was there, they nailed him, and nothing has happened so far. He's a Christian missionary, and he was a humanitarian guy. His family says he has chronic health conditions, he needs doctor's care, and he's doing hard labor. Are you kidding me? And Dennis Rodman, after he had made his second trip to North Korea, now he's on his third, told people who were bugging him, like, hey, Rodman, why don't you help us out here? Why don't you try to bridge that gap for this Kenneth Bay guy? And he said, you know what? It's not my job to talk about Kenneth Bay. Ask Obama. Ask Hillary Clinton. Ask those guys about it, not me. And, you know, of course, his family, knowing Rodman's going there, pressing, please ask for help. Ask for something to help release him, to get him released, especially since the leader likes you. And Rodman wants, like I said, nothing to do with it whatsoever. In fact, here's what Dennis Rodman had to say.
so these players can actually see that this country is actually not as bad as people projected to be, you know, in the media. Can't control what they say or how they do things here. I'm just trying to come here, you know, and just as a sports figure and try to hope I can open the doors for a lot of people in the country.
Yeah, good luck with opening that door. He says he's there to help prepare North Korean basketball players for an exhibition they have that's coming up. And so far on the diplomatic front, he's not involved. He's not doing very good. He's crazy as ever. I mean, this is a guy who wore a wedding dress, if you remember, and did some nutty things in his day when he was playing hoop, except for, I got to give it to him, all-time best rebounder. No question about that. The guy could play, and he knew his spot, but he doesn't know his spot here because I think he needs to, if he has access the way he has access and is as liked as it seems to be, why not try? Why not throw it out there? And if he's rebuffed, who cares? It's not going to hurt that relationship anyway. So I think he should try to do that since he's in that unique position. And speaking of being in a unique position, when you're the president, you're in a unique position because you can commute sentences. So the president commuted sentences for 8 drug convictions. He did it on Thursday. The 8 people, he said, were serving unduly harsh sentences for drug crimes in, this is now yet, the most expansive use, you could say, of his powers to free inmates. So he made the commutations because the prisoners were sentenced under a system that treated convictions for crack cocaine offenses harsher than powder cocaine. He also pardoned 13 others for various crimes. And he said those whose sentences he commuted have served at least 15 years in prison under the mandatory minimums that required the judges to impose the long sentences, even if it didn't really fit the crime. Before that, he had commuted only one sentence in the whole 5 years of his presidency involving another drug case. And you know how this pardon thing works. You wave the magic wand, boom, poof, it goes away. Forgiving a crime, wiping out the conviction. So it leaves the conviction but ends the punishment. This, as this first step, what Eric Holder, the attorney general, is saying a couple of months ago, that this is a shift in federal sentencing policy, so it targets long mandatory terms that have flooded the prisons, so try to get the low-level drug offenders out and use those sentences in different directions. And this is one of the ways, the president says, to get the ball rolling by commuting those sentences. And said it might not be the last in the new year. That there has to be sentencing reform measures. And it's already being worked on, but it has to happen so that the justice system keeps its basic promise, this is what the president said, of equal treatment for all. So a Christmas present for some convicted crack cocaine offenders. Coming up, we're taking you to the movies. You don't want to miss that, so kick your feet up, relax. Cheap movie reviews round the bend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, December 17th, 2013, gold opened at $1,240.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,286.06, $643.03 for a half ounce, or $321.51 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,286.06, $643.03, and $321.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In between, easy for me to say, that's two cups of coffee. Anything that you're celebrating, all the best. Be careful out there if you are making your way somewhere to celebrate the season, because it's also the season for indulging. And sometimes when someone should take a cab, yeah, they just don't take that cab, and it can be a little hairy-carry out there, especially on New Year's. What do they call it? Amateur night, big time. And a salute to all the people I work with at GCN. What a great crew we have there in Minneapolis. We couldn't do America Tonight without them, each and every one. So special. The guys, I caught in my head, the guys in the basement, in the studio, in the new digs up there are all terrific. And so many have stepped in for Matt and Nathan, including on this show, Kyle. Kyle the man, just a great job producing this one. And you know how it is, you come in from the bullpen and boy, it's been flawless, terrific stuff. So again, thanks so much to all the support from the staff there at GCN. I sent them some cookies and I heard they devoured them.
They were a good thing.
Thank you for saying that. It was those those cookies you get from the Honolulu company. You got to Google it. You'll see what I mean. Or if don't Google, because maybe Google, that's how the NSA can get you. Use another method, another search engine. Let's go to the movies. So coming up here on the movies, reviewing this, Anchorman 2. Anchorman 1, Anchorman, the first one, I thought was just hilarious because there's so many lines that came out of that movie. Will Ferrell is a comic genius, I believe. I don't like every single movie he's done, but when he's on, and the Anchorman thing just really struck a chord. So playing off of that, he now is at the network, and what happens in his adventures there at a 24-hour news spot, what happens when he's divorced and he's meeting other women and he meets a woman, and what happens with his band of brothers. Here's a little snippet of Anchorman 2.
Let's see here. Global temperatures rise half a degree. Alarm climate scientists. Boring. What if we show a porno instead of the news? Freddie?
No, absolutely not.
Freddie, come on. We're just brainstorming here. We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like we peed in your milkshake.
The news is supposed to be boring, Ron. Serious stuff.
I just don't know why we have to tell the people what they need to hear. Why can't we just tell them what they want to hear?
Wait. Say that again?
I said, why do we have to tell the people what they need to hear? Why can't we just tell them what they want to hear?
And what do they want to hear, Ron?
That we live in the greatest country God ever created.
Damn straight!
You have to love that. So Will Ferrell, you heard him there, Steve Carell, also Paul Rudd, who I think is so funny, and a whole bunch of other people that you would recognize for sure, because a lot of Hollywood stars like to play in the sandbox with Will Ferrell, and they come out and they have little cameo appearances. So if you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or maybe you yourself are just a big fan of 3D animated flicks, a big one's coming out. They have been advertising this all over the place. It's called Walking with Dinosaurs in 3D.
What we have here. Allow me to congratulate you on this happiest of occasions. As far as names go, may I suggest Alex?
It means ridiculously handsome bird.
And as for you, baby Alex, how about a kiss? Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so you can tell the difference between a kid's movie and an adult movie, right? Anchorman 2 is 1 hour 59 minutes. Walking with Dinosaurs, 1 hour 27 minutes. By the time you do a few previews, the attention span flies out the window. So you figure this, the storyline here, 70 million years ago, a tiny underdog dinosaur against all odds becomes a hero. So it's about the underdog rising from the ashes to be in a starring role, probably really cute for kids. So the movie that I saw was American Hustle, and I absolutely loved it. There are a zillion one-liners in it that you could really pluck out of it, but it was just so well done. The performances were excellent. And if you remember Abscam, it was the FBI sting operation that was actually run out of their Long Island office in the 70s and late 70s and early 80s. And they were going after stolen property, but then all of a sudden it turned into something much bigger than that, and it led to the conviction of one senator, 6 members of the House of Representatives, 1 from the New Jersey State Senate, members of the Philadelphia City Council, and a whole bunch of other things, and it was just huge. It was a huge investigation. And it was a major, 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 major blow to a lot of people's careers. And there were plenty of people that did jail time, big time jail time. And, you know, you had so many that were involved in this. I mean, until 1970, I looked this stat up. Only 10 members of Congress had ever been convicted of accepting bribes. So this is loosely what American Hustle is all about. Take a listen.
I know you think, look at me. Hey, Edith, I know you think Herb loves you. I know you think you know him. You think that he sees the world as this cold, dark place, and he cares about nobody but a very few people on a short list, his son, his father, Rosalind, and you, and you think you're on the top of the list. What if you're not? What if you're not on that list? What if you're not even on that list at all? He'd be in here right now if he took the check, but no, you didn't. God, it's so clear to me. It's so crazy. It's clear to me, but it's not clear to you. He uses you, Edith, to protect himself, to protect his son and his wife in Long Island. No? Yes. He put a ring on her finger. He adopted her son. They have a huge house. They have two cars. What does she do all day? I'll tell you what she does. She plays with the nails. She watches TV, and she spends your money, the money that you make. I don't like that you're in jail while he's going free. I don't like any of that. I want to help you. All the razzle-dazzle that he does, it's not good. It's not real. It's fake. It's not real. Who you are is who you are between you and God. You and your soul. That's what matters. That's what counts. That's what I'm about. And that's what I see in you. Tell me you didn't feel it the first time we saw each other. Am I crazy? I don't think so. I'm not supposed to be talking like this, but I don't care. I break the rules. Okay, Edith. Edith, I want to help you.
That was Bradley Cooper. He plays Richie DiMaggio, an FBI guy. Amy Adams is in it. Christian Bale is also brilliant in it. Jennifer Lawrence is in it as well. Jeremy Renner, all of them, I think, give excellent performances. It's a movie that takes some time. It's just slightly over 2 hours, but it's very, very, very funny. And it's up for a bunch of awards. Not that we necessarily care about the awards, but I think Jennifer Lawrence is hilarious in this. I'll tell you one scene. There's a scene where she is cleaning and she's dancing and singing to the song Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney's song Live and Let Die. And it is just one of the funniest moments. It's a short moment, you know, probably all in all, I don't know, maybe max 2 minutes long. But she is just brilliant in that. And that clip there in the movie, and of course there are many other moments too as well. And it's if you don't see it in the big screen, it's definitely worth a rental when it comes out. I would rent it for sure. Whatever you pay for it, $3, $4, it'll be worth it. To me, this was the best movie I saw all year long. And since we like to gripe about politics, there is a lot of funny moments in this that many of you will relate to. Stay with us. We're pitching it to the other side.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'll tell you what, this is a story that is going to grab you by the gut. I'm telling you, you have got to get to know our next guest. Her name is Teal Scott. She's, of course, known as the spiritual catalyst, and she's a speaker, she's a teacher, she's an author, she's got a huge following. And what I like about Teal Scott's teaching is that she really emphasizes what is the virtue of unconditional love, respect, and all that that entails. And she overcame what, if you, when you hear her story, would be unbearable for so many people, just a horrific childhood. Teal, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So the first thing we want to talk about is from age 6 to 19, I'll let you tell the story. Tell the audience some of the things, sadly, that happened to you.
Well, when I was 6 years old, I was inducted into a cult in a very rural town where I grew up in. And I was systematically tortured for the period of 13 years. Mm. I was forced to participate in prostitution and sadomasochistic pornography. I was forced to participate in ritual sacrifices, and I was raped repetitively. I was impregnated 3 times, and I was kept in basements and in pits that were dug outside of the house. of the perpetrator who had me when I was a child. And the list just goes on and on from there.
Mm. How did you, I mean, did you, so you're such a young child, were you, what are you, in that situation, I can only imagine what your mind is thinking, and there was no escape. I mean, right, you know, who do you turn to? Love me, help me. Did you try that and get frustrated because you were drugged or other things happened?
What it is that as a child, you don't really question adults because why? I mean, it's kind of like when an adult tells you a story, why would they be wrong? It's kind of what you're thinking when you're young. So you accept all of the lies that they tell you about why they're doing the things that they're doing, and you just go along with it. And it becomes this sort of torture where you're living a double life and you can't tell anybody. And so what you start to see, which was definitely the case with me, is this sort of breakthrough behavior where you start to see mirroring effects of the abuse that a child is going through their play behavior with other children, through the art that they're doing. But nobody really guessed correctly when it came to my childhood. Now there's a lot more awareness about abuse. And so when children are exhibiting these kinds of behaviors, more bells and whistles go off. But back then, people just kind of didn't know what was going on with me.
Yeah, boy. And I said this, that, you know, you obviously, I love your message. You're trying to empower people. You're spreading love and all of that. Do you know, we just lost Nelson Mandela, and the amazing thing about him is after being tortured in his own way and the 27 years in prison and all of that, is that he was able to find forgiveness when he came out of that, out of the situation. You know his story, the first black South African president, and trying to reconcile and getting rid of apartheid and whatnot, a horrible era in South African history. For you, did you feel that, in other words, to heal yourself, as you now are empowering so many people, did you have to find forgiveness or a space in your heart somewhere to be able to get over that hurdle?
Yeah, I definitely did, but I teach a lot about the fact that forgiveness can't be forced, which is what most of us try to do, because we know that forgiveness is ultimately where we're headed, but we can't get there prematurely. If you're not ready to forgive somebody, it's never going to happen. So really, forgiveness for me came as a result of starting to see the positive things that had come out of the experience. And I know most people will sort of be taken aback by that statement. It's a fairly extreme statement that somebody could say coming out of severe ritual trauma that anything good can come out of something like that, but it's the truth. When I look back at my life, I can see how I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing today, and I definitely wouldn't be the person that I am today, and I wouldn't have half of the talents I have, ironically, if I hadn't gone through that. So when we're looking at our life in terms of finding approval for the things which caused us the most pain, that's when we find forgiveness, and it was definitely an integral part of my healing, for sure, and my business today.
Yeah. Do you think there's still a lot that people don't understand about cults and the damages and on and what actually happens behind some hidden agenda somewhere, and maybe some out in the open or in a hidden space? I think that this is something where it'll be talked about, but then it kind of goes away. Is that one of the things that you would also like to push, to not have these things happen, obviously, to other people?
I definitely feel that way. In fact, my major frustration is the fact that people in general want to preserve their idea of what reality is. And that's the issue that we're confronted with when we're interacting with people who were victims, is that the perpetrators really don't expect anything of you. If you side with them, you don't have to change your idea of reality. But to side with a victim means to look at the world in a different way, where things like this are possible. And most people are not brave enough to look at the world with that kind of view. They'd rather preserve the illusion that everything's perfectly fine and that people that escape from these situations are just delusional. But the reality is that veil is what these cult groups hide under. And so I feel like pulling the lid off of that and exposing them all is really what it's going to take to unearth it in order to heal it on a mass consciousness level. So I'm really dedicated to that. It's one of the main reasons which I decided to come out of the closet with all of this for, is because I meet them all day long, women who go through similar things, even in cult groups, especially in the Western United States where I live. And their message to me is always, I'm so glad you're doing this because I'm not brave enough to do this. And it's really upsetting to me that these groups have succeeded in scaring these women to such a degree where we spend our lives, even after escape, hiding. And by virtue of doing that, we are, in essence, condemning other girls to being taken, other girls to being, and boys, to being a part of this sort of underbelly, which is existing beyond the scope of what most people can see. It's super crucial that we unearth these things, I think.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that you do. You push to do that. You've got 5 million views on your YouTube channels. You've averaged like almost 500,000 views a month, so that's good. And when you when you're out there and you're attracting people to your videos, do you talk about some of this in the middle of it to try to? Because I know you're inspiring people and you're focusing on finding the bliss and difficult challenges and all of that. But do you also try, as we just talked about, to get people aware, women, boys, whoever, that you don't have to live in this situation? And if there's more awareness, maybe some of these cults and some of the horrific things that are happening could be shut down faster.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really focused on it maybe like I should. I've been sort of waiting for the opportunity and just knowing that my story is going to inspire people towards living the kind of life that they're going to live. But in the future, that's one thing I definitely want to do. I sure want to go out in the public, and I want to hold seminars and hold talks about this kind of subject. So that's something that we're looking forward to in the progression of my career, for sure.
Yeah. Who's the most dangerous group? Is it the children, the most vulnerable?
Oh, yeah, by far. And what most people don't know is it's the minority children and the children that are in foster care, which are the two most vulnerable. In fact, the cult groups will case neighborhoods and case whole cities for the children that are being lost in the foster care system. What I mean is that there are people who abuse the system, and what they do is they sign up to be foster parents of multiple children, but they don't have any intention of taking care of those children. They just want to collect the monthly check that they get from the government for fostering. And so what they do is they tell those children not to come home till a certain time at night. And so in between school hours and when they should be home, they're doing nothing, wandering around on the streets trying to find food.
Oh.
So these cult groups will target them and take them, knowing that if the kid disappears, it's marked as a runaway, but the state still pays the foster family.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
It is awful. Oh, and it gets worse. So the other targeted group which they reach are the illegal immigrants, especially the people from Mexico, because they know that what happens if they case those neighborhoods and they find illegal immigrant children is that they can't tell the state. So if we have a child, let's say I'm from Mexico and I just emigrated here, I'm an illegal immigrant. I can't go to the state and tell them that my child is missing, because if I do that, they're going to ask for my information. They're going to deport me. So I have an option as a parent. Either I get shipped back to another country where my kid isn't even there with me, or I stay in the country they got lost in and look for them myself. And that's what most of them opt to do, so nobody's ever going to turn them in.
Wow, that is just awful. If anybody listening to this now, our conversation, if there's one thing that they could do to help you change some of the horrific things that we've been talking about, what could they do?
I think the best thing to do would be to be brave enough to really keep your eyes open. The most jarring experience I had relative to other people when I was younger and other people being bystanders was when I was 11 years old. I was in this man's car, and he, being a sociopath, really liked the idea of getting more and more dangerous with his public exposure of me. And I was hobbled, which are like ties. I was hogtied, so my ankles and my wrists were tied together, and he had me in this car. And he actually pulled me out in plain view and put me up behind the car in this parking lot. And this group of three women walked by and looked at me, tied up like that, and looked at him. And not one of them stopped. It was like in that moment they were like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? No, I can't possibly be seeing that. And they continued. And there's stories like this all the time where people see things like that, but they sort of would rather preserve their reality and they'd rather not ask questions. And I think the plea on my side, having gone through something like that, is if you see something that concerns you, it is 100 times more important to say something. Maybe you're mistaken, but it would be better to be mistaken than to see something and not say something about it that was an actual torture situation or a situation where you're seeing somebody who is, you know, belonging to a cult group or belonging to one of these people who takes children, basically, and not saying anything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Teal Scott, check her out at thespiritualcatalyst.com. What an enlightening conversation. Thanks, Teal. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing.
Wow, how about that story with Teal Scott talking about the fact that the abuse of foster kids and some of what's happening out there. Ultimately, people being ripped from the streets, and she mentioned that it happened a lot in the West. I think it's frightening, especially if you really read her whole story. It's unbelievable, and luckily she was able to break free eventually as an adult, thank goodness, because it's pretty difficult. And you heard her mention there that that seems to be the hardest thing for anyone in that situation to do because they've spent so much time in a dungeon or being abused, and they're afraid. They're afraid to say anything. So here we are again. We're skidding around yet another corner for another hour. Can you believe it? Here on America Tonight, a huge story that probably flew right under your radar. It's crazy that now we have yet another delay deadline from the Obama administration. And see, this goes into the whole, geez, we didn't really plan this out too well, did we? And let me tell you what it has to do with, because there are many of you, I think, listening to America Tonight that would fall into this category. So many called the show when they started to get cancellation notices. And even here on the GCN network, I filled in a bunch for Jason Lewis, and a lot of people overlap from America Tonight and his show, which is a drive time show, to call in to tell me their personal stories about things that had happened to them with policies being canceled and whatnot. And then the shock, or the sort of the sticker price shock, at how much more they were going to have to pay. So this is really an 11th hour deal here. The people who lost coverage and are struggling to get a new plan can sign up for what they call bare bones policies. And the insurance industry says it's going to cause a lot of problems, a lot of instability. And this is just 4 days before the December 23rd deadline for people to choose coverage that starts January 1st. So, at the insurance companies, not that I'm crying big crocodile tears for them, they have to have a point person that must be called like a floater. You're the insurance floater, and when the health reform, when there is a new changes, you just got to tell us, what do we have to do to be compliant. So now you can get the cheap policy. You don't have to, and that's the reason why the policies were so expensive. So before, by regulation, you'd have to get something that was up to snuff with the new regulations for affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. And that's what was costing so much for so many people and so many companies, frankly. So they put out, the Department of Health and Human Services issued a bulletin telling us that if you've been notified that your individual market policy isn't renewed, you're going to be eligible for a hardship exemption, that's what they call it, and you'll be able to roll in catastrophic coverage, because it would be cheaper. It is what it is, catastrophic coverage. Before, it used to be that only people who were under 30 could have it, because that's what they figure, car accident, fly off a mountain, you know, whatever. But now, since the gun is at our head, where they're telling us, our government is telling us, you have to have health insurance or you're just going to get a fine if they catch you, the IRS. So now you can buy catastrophic or the bare bones coverage, and you're covered. You don't have to worry about it. And Kathleen Sebelius came out, because, of course, she was bombarded with questions, that the whole goal of this change was to ensure a smooth transition for anybody who is looking for new coverage after their policies were canceled, because they're struggling to find these new policies, because it's not something you can do easily. You can't do it while you're on the train in between your three jobs. Wait a second. What did you say? How much is it going to cost? It's not that easy. And the bombshell that people are receiving is the one of the walk of the cancellation notice to the mailbox, and then walking back, opening it up, and realizing, oh my gosh, I've got to get something else because it doesn't meet the Obama requirements. And I've got my neighbor and the guy down the street, they told me they're paying three or four times more for their insurance. So this is it. So from the perspective of, you're not stuck paying a higher premium, well, I guess that's good. From the perspective of, isn't this supposed to be better coverage? How is it better coverage if you can't afford it and you could afford your old policy, and your old policy covered doctor's visits? Because if you have catastrophic, it doesn't cover that. It only covers something catastrophic that would wipe you out, basically. Some kind of a surgery or something that could come up, a broken arm, whatever. You'd be surprised. When they charge you $200 for an aspirin for an overnight stay in the hospital, you'd be very, very surprised. So, fair or foul? And if you were canceled, will you get catastrophic coverage? This is interesting because this could be a catastrophic showdown, and Iran is watching this. More than a quarter of the Senate introduced some legislation on Thursday that would, check this out, push for new sanctions against Iran. And I get it, in fact, because what happens here is after 6 months, what is Iran going to do? Since stupidly, we come to an agreement which is good in one sense with Iran, if we're going to be able to really get in and see what it is they're doing as far as nuclear proliferation. But we're trusting that things are going to happen. And we lifted the sanctions that were starting to cripple that country with the high unemployment. So there's this bill that's sponsored by 13 Democrats, 13 Republicans, and it sets sanctions that would kick in if Tehran violates the nuclear deal they reached last month in Geneva or lets the agreement expire without a long-term agreement. And it would include a global boycott on Iranian oil exports within 1 year and the blacklisting of Iran's mining, engineering, and construction industries. That's huge. So basically shutting them down. The money funnel would be cut off. The spigot would be cut off. And to that I say bravo, because if they don't hold up their end of the bargain, you betcha. Why shouldn't we be able to attach that? But this is what they're saying at the White House, that this is pressuring Iran, that this is not good, that they've got this comprehensive agreement that would eliminate the Islamic Republic, if you believe that, from developing nuclear weapons. But is it more complicated because we promised no new sanctions for that six-month period, but the Senate is debating them to have them kick in right away after the 6 months? I say at least they're negotiating early. Let's get to this early since we don't have the spirit of cooperation here, and they definitely do with this one. But they're not happy about it at the White House. They don't want Congress to impose any kind of new sanctions, feeling that it'll undermine the agreement between the United States, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and Iran. Will they accept the final package that would ease trade and oil restriction, all that kind of stuff? They're hoping so, but there's no definite here. There's no definite. And all the White House spokesperson or canary, Jay Carney, the canary, is saying is, we don't want to see any action that will proactively undermine American diplomacy. A vote, by the way, won't happen until January at the earliest. And who knows if the bill will even have enough support. It's hard to say at this point. It doesn't necessarily right now. Harry Reid blocked it before adjourning for the rest of 2013. So Obama has only used, if you think about this, someone said this to me today and they were right, has only used two or issued two vetoes, both in his first term. I would guarantee he would use his veto in this case if it came up where there was a vote yes for the sanctions. I don't think they're going to. I definitely don't think the administration is going to go for it. For now, we'll see. The clock is ticking, and we still have 5 months left on this deal that was cut in Geneva. Merry Christmas, everyone.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.